You're listening to the Thomas Talks Podcast. Welcome to our first episode of Thomas Talks, where we talk about anything and everything school buses. I'm your host, Tom Zelke from Daimler Trucks North America. Joining me today is Kaylee Edgerly, President and CEO of Thomas Built Buses, and Tom Schaefe, Vice President and General Manager of Thomas Built's North Carolina dealership, Carolina Thomas. On today's podcast, we'll be talking about probably one of the biggest concerns with diesel school buses, and that's after-treatment issues. Gentlemen, let's jump right into it. So please explain to me a little bit about regen and what it is and what exactly happens during regen and why is it so frustrating to drivers and technicians?
Certainly, Tom. Thanks. Anyone listening in the bus industry, Tom, they know what regens are, right?
Yeah, they do. They certainly do.
I'll have you kind of walk through it, but it's got a negative connotation, just the word regen. And then what has happened in our industry over the last, since 2007. So, you know, tell folks, you know, from your perspective, why regen's bad, I'll add to it.
So maybe we just tell everybody what regen really actually, what's actually going on when a vehicle does regen. And so a small amount of fuel is injected into the exhaust stream, basically to create heat. And that heat destroys harmful emissions that used to go out the tailpipe. So it's a good thing for it to happen. It has to happen to meet our current emissions. So I think that's important. And so it becomes frustrating when a vehicle is not able to regen, or the regen cycle has been interrupted. So and in a school bus, when they got down recently, when they got down to like slower speeds, the regen process would be interrupted,
right?
And then that created issues for technicians.
Which school bus runs at that slower speed quite a bit.
Yes.
Idle times, stop and go, kind of like a dump truck, not like that semi going up and down the road. So
exactly.
It's a bigger deal in the school bus industry because it's taxed more, right?
Yeah. It's a lot lower speeds, which mean lower temperatures in the exhaust system, and heat in the exhaust system is basically what makes the whole thing work.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Yeah.
So that is regen, and regen is capturing it like a filter. You know, at home you got a furnace and the hot air is coming up the ducts. There's that last filter that's going to catch that stuff before it comes out, so you're not breathing it. That's why I think of regen, is because it's capturing those last particles. But I bet within our industry, people think of more than just that filter. They think regen is everything bad with an after treatment, whether it's a EGR valve or EGR cooler or an injector. We've kind of soaked up the bad rap of regen, and you know these terms too, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Anything on the exhaust side of the engine that causes it to go into a limp mode, throws a code, anything, leaves kids on the side of the road, that's all lumped into this whole regen that we get a bad taste with.
Yeah, that's right? Exactly right. And the normal operation of the school bus where you're at low speeds, some jurisdictions require the bus to, they can't go over a certain mile per hour. So in the old days, that would interrupt this process from happening normally, and it created other issues. And there's been solutions to that in the recent months. So,
well, this all started in 2007 with 2007 emissions. And so this whole particulate filter after treatment was not slapped on, but applied to base engines that were made before 2007. And it's taken time. As you say, it's gotten better over time, but we still have this bad memory in our industry with all that idling time where regens are a bad thing. We've made improvements, but we have good memories. We got old buses still running around from 2007.
Yeah.
And, well, still bad. And if the question you asked is why is a driver or a technician not like it? They get codes, they get stuck on the side of the road, but administrative people within school districts don't like it either because it's bad press and it's more money. It's more money for a taxpayer when those bad things happen. So it just continues to build this negative connotation.
Yeah, so I think trying to prevent regens in the future is important, and some things have been done recently in the last year or so to help the vehicle. And maybe we talk about the stay warm feature for a second. So we were talking about school buses operating at slower speeds and interrupting the regen process. And it was because We didn't have all the knowledge that we have today. And so the vehicle would reach a certain speed and it would just shut the process off. And now there is a feature called Stay Warm that allows the vehicle to continue to do what it's supposed to, keep the environment clean. Mm-hmm. That's what we're all after here, right? Is fewer emissions. And so it allows that process to continue on even when the vehicle comes almost to a complete stop. So that's been a real improvement. So
we talk about the Stay Warm feature. Is that available on Detroit engines as well?
No, not specifically. Detroit engines, which were just introduced, not the base 2007 engines that this started on, Detroit engines don't need it. And hopefully we get a chance to explain that. But the Cummins engine, the ISB that we commonly mm-hmm. is used in our industry before the Detroit engine came along, it needed it. We at Daimler had this feature on there that Tom was explaining, and it would shut off this after-treatment spraying of the fuel so you'd never get it cleaned out. I think of that feature before. I'm not a smoker, but it's like smoking a cigar and taking a puff on a cigar. And so we're doing this regen as it's going down the road, but then we stop. And it's like taking the cigar and putting it down, and it burns out. And so this filter never gets cleaned out. But now with the Stay Warm, it's like when it's stopped at a school bus stop, you pick it up and you puff just a little bit on it just to keep it going. So then when you start rolling down the road again, you really start puffing it, burns out, cleans it out. So
yeah.
That's the Stay Warm on a Cummins. Have you heard or seen any positive news once people started using it?
Yeah. So when you explained it at first, people were somewhat skeptical. But once you activate the Stay Warm feature and allow the vehicle to operate at these low speeds and still do it, then it eliminates a whole bunch of maintenance that they were doing before. So again, as we learn as we go along and we get smarter, yep. It was a good thing. So we have counties that have done this to all their vehicles and eliminate their, you know, if it don't regen on its own, you're going to have to force it to do it. So it's been a big positive. So, and then maybe you should tell them why the Detroit is different.
Well,
so I mean.
Yeah. What do you want me to tell right now, Tom?
Well, I'd like to go back, Kaylee, and ask a question about regen, because we've come a long way, like you said, from 2007 till today. Right. But are we at a position where regen issues are a thing of the past, or where are we at today compared to where we were in 2007, even in 2010?
We're significantly better, and that's why I set him up, Tom, for the the Cummins we've kind of walked through. But the Detroit engine, the DD5 and the DD8 have been in the market for 5 years. They've been in the U.S. for 3 years. They've been in the school bus market just for a year. But these are engines that started with a base past all these EPA certification, these requirements past this magic 2007 date. So this engine is designed so it doesn't need something like Stay Warm. It has more. It's an engine.
Well, it's been designed for today. So they had all these emissions in front of them versus already having the engine on the table. And then, you know, it's expensive to design an engine. So instead of taking an old engine and continue to add to it, the Detroit, the DD5, and the DD8 were able to start with here's everything out on the table now and designed to it. So
there's a key element that is why it's better, why it's a better base to start with, and that's heat. You and I started Detroit Diesel in the 90s, and when we were making engines back then, it was about horsepower, and you couldn't get them too hot. Things would start cracking, breaking. You had durability issues, but we're old now, Tom. That's 25 years ago.
Yes, it is.
Now they're able to make that engine burn hotter on the inside.
Yeah.
So when you make it burn hotter on the inside, it runs better. And an analogy that I've been able to kind of use with customers is the old engines are like burning some sort of softwood. Like what's a softwood?
Pine. Yeah.
So they burn, pine burns, but it puts out a lot of smoke, right? And so the after treatment has to do a lot of work to capture that smoke. And what color is pine when it burns?
It's black.
Well, it burns orange, and then when it's left, you've got lots of ashes, and you've got to capture the smoke.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
So I think of the Detroit engine and the fact, and the engineers have taught me this, it burns hotter. It's like an oak. mm-hmm. right? And so what color does that hot, what color is the hot fire? It's like a blue, mm-hmm. and it's burning, and there's fewer ashes, and you have to do far less than that on that hot campfire to capture all the crap going into the air. And that's a really, really simple analogy of how the Detroit is better, because it's burning like oak versus burning like an old pine that sat out in the rain and got wet and has smoke coming all over it. This is oak that's been sitting underneath a shed and burns pure. And that's the way the Detroit engine is. And it doesn't need as much of this after-treatment mm-hmm. regen devices yeah. for it.
So. And let's talk about that real quick. With the DD5 and the DD8 Detroit engines, what are the customers actually saying about how many times it regens compared to the old engines?
Yeah, I've got some answers from other states besides your customers in North Carolina, Tom, but we pull the data, and typically we see one-third the amount of regens as we typically see on a competitor's engine. So competitor's engine would have three regens, a Detroit would have one. But it's also important to understand what a regen is, and there's three different types of, mm-hmm. of regens. Again, the more I say it, the more of a negative word it sounds, like regen. But the first type of regen, and this is what happens the most on a Detroit engine, is it's just active. It's really hot. So all these chemicals are burning up because the heat is up there. And so that's happening every moment by the engine controlling the temperature and keeping it hot with some different features.
So it just happens.
It happens naturally. There's nothing, there's no fuel being squirted in the exhaust. Yeah, it's just super hot.
Yeah.
It's like the oak, right? So it burns. And so what's going into the atmosphere is so much cleaner than it was 30 years ago. You don't need these additional things downstream. But now if your engine is doing a lot of idling and you're stop and going a lot, you might have to do what is actually called a driving regen or more of a passive regen. And that's where the squirting takes place. So mm-hmm. it's not the natural thing. Now we're actually doing the driving regen.
Yeah, so the squirting he's talking about is a small amount of fuel that's introduced into the exhaust system, and that generates heat. And we've been talking about heat is the savior for all of this. So you generate heat in the particulate filter, and it destroys harmful things that used to go out the exhaust. So, yep, and then the third one.
Third and last one is like, that is the devil of a school district, and that's a parked regen. So you actually have a light on the dash, you pull it back into the bay at the end of the school day, and you have to just park it there and let it smoke. You know, can be a 15 minute process, but all the reports we pull, when I say one third or 66% fewer regens on a Detroit is those driving or parked. And most reports we pull, there's no parked on Detroit. So I looked at one this morning, 10,000 miles in Virginia last year, and there's no parked regens, even though it had like 40% idle time.
Wow.
Which is one of the things that bring it up. So she's burning hot, and it doesn't have to have nearly as many regens.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about this new term out there right now, especially in the DD5 and DD8, variable cam phasing. What is it, and why is it so important?
Yeah, it sounds like it comes from a superhero movie, variable cam phasing.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to take first stab at it?
Sure, okay. Okay, so again, the DD5 and DD8 have been designed with all the emissions on the table that we see today. And so in order to produce heat, which we've been talking about in the exhaust system, is they take the camshafts and they can actually move them, so they're operating in a different phase. And so when the bus needs heat in the exhaust system, they'll phase the exhaust cam, let more heat go into the exhaust, so it'll do this whole process without all these forced regens and things that Kaylee was talking about earlier. Yeah. So,
it's pretty good.
And then it has all kinds of other benefits as well. So, another benefit is it allows the DD5 and DD8 to start at much colder temperatures. You turn the key on, the bus knows what temperature it is, phases the cam, lets the vehicle start when it's cold, and then it produces heat much quicker by being able to adjust the camshaft. So, great technology, and seems to be really reliable.
It's it's letting hot air out. You explain that for heat. Usually your combustion chamber would be all closed up. But what this does is if it needs heat, it opens the window of that combustion chamber, and this is happening 60 times a second, right? It's opening that combustion, the window up to let that heat out into the exhaust.
Yeah.
So you get that extra heat, and a lot of engines don't do that, and a lot of engines don't have things that multiple injection events. So to make the big bang, you're obviously squirting fuel. Our DD5, DD8 can squirt a little bit of fuel, get a bang, and then if they need a little bit bigger bang, in that same cycle, just give it another squirt within the combustion chamber, just make things all the hotter. So these are, the key though is the engine was designed with coolant so it can burn hotter. And when you and I were there in Detroit years ago, we didn't have all that coolant flowing through. We didn't have that really nice block that would allow it to burn that hot. So now we can, and it's durable. It lasts 450,000 miles is B10 life. So we burn hot now. Variable cam phasing is one way, split injection events are others, and there's more as well.
You know, Kayla, you mentioned less regens. Does that cause any maintenance issues with maybe a clogged DPF with less regens?
Less regens might have a clogged DPF. Let's think of your intestinal system. If you were to have fewer stomach aches, would you be constipated? No.
Okay.
It's healthier. It truly is. The DPF isn't having to do the work. It's just like your internal digestive system. Things are flowing, man. They're flowing, and the DPF doesn't have to do the work, and things come out cleaner. That's pretty poignant.
It kind of spells it right out there, Kaylee. Yeah. It really does. Are new clean diesel engines dirtier at the tailpipe than alternative fuel and gasoline engines since there are fewer regens?
I think you should use the same analogy I just used that tailpipe question.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'll use a different one. So, not that I didn't like yours. Okay. So, if you look at a bus today, you don't see anything coming out of the tailpipe. So the clean diesel buses are exponentially cleaner than they ever have been in our history. And that's a good thing for our environment. So
maybe people don't believe it.
Yeah, well, if you listen to the press, they're always talking about the old buses. And you could take 60 buses built today, Tom. Mm-hmm. And those 60 buses will produce less tailpipe emissions than one bus in 2007.
Yeah.
And it's a statistical fact. So the regens, all that other stuff aside, the clean diesel from the day you get it until you retire it will be the cleanest vehicle on the earth today to transport children. Is that not?
It's accurate. And there are a lot of myths out there. And I mean, you said it, the public plays on those myths because mm-hmm. it's true with a vehicle back in the 80s or the mm-hmm. 90s, and some of those are still on the road. And as parents, we can see them going up and down the road, and we can see the smoke coming off them. So we play off from these myths, but we don't know the truth that the emission of a diesel has come down so much. As he said, you know, like mm-hmm. like the standard for nitric oxides, which mm-hmm. It's a greenhouse gas, and it also contributes to acid rain. It's 60 times less today than what it was 25 years ago. 60 times less. So it goes from a spoon of salt to like a little grain of salt. There's mm-hmm. so much less in it right now with the engines that are being produced. And quite frankly, they're better than some of the other combustion engines as well. So technology has evolved. It's taken time, and customers are a little bit frazzled by it, but they're starting to see some positive results, both with Cummins and with our DD5 and DD8 with the newest technology.
Yeah.
Let me parlay into that a little bit with fleet managers and technicians. Do you think because of the early days with regens and DPFs, it kind of set a tone? Do you think they're ready to switch or want to switch because of that reputation from the past to alternative fuels or gasoline? And why would switching not be the best choice?
Yeah. The frank answer is if I as a consumer have been burned by something, you know, if I, mm-hmm. I've had issue after issue after issue, and our customers have with some other engine platforms, and it's taken time. it's really tempting to change. It is. And you deal with customers, you ask them this question, and when one looks you in the eye and said, I just had it. I just want to change.
Yeah.
You finish that story. How do you handle that, man?
Well, sometimes it's hard. If they're a good customer and they'll listen, then you know. I was a technician. So, we have all this knowledge now. It took us a while to get there. I'll admit that right up front. But, you know, my it's a lot easier to replace a DPF filter than it is a whole engine. If I was going to go to a gasoline platform, propane or gasoline engine, in my mind. So we have tools now to address the issue, and I think we've done a good job of doing that. Yeah. So
I still say there's 95% we explain, and our technology is better, and it's true, and we've got trust with our customers. So there's a sense of belief there. There's also warranties that help that out, mm-hmm. that we're putting our money where our mouth is. There's still that 5%, which I empathize with, mm-hmm. that have had so many issues mm-hmm. with DPF, and there's more in the north than there is the south, but I see them and understand what they're doing. I'm disappointed. You know, mm-hmm. I want them to have the faith in the new technology, but the ones I do see, we encourage, hey, buy one and see what happens, and buy a diesel next to it. And we've had those instances over the last year, 2 years, where they run them side by side and they come back to the diesel, but they're so soured they need to experience the gasoline and see some of the downsides of it and the upsides of today's diesel as well.
Yeah, that's true.
As we get ready to wrap up and people are listening in right now, what are some of the last things you'd like to tell them about regens and DPS before we wrap up today? And Tom, we'll start with you and we'll bounce to Kaylee and then we'll wrap things up.
So if you have one of the older units, update the software, get the stay warm feature.
It's
a must. You have to do it. And then look at the technology, look at what's coming or what's here now. The Detroit DD5 and DD8s are absolutely phenomenal. They get exponentially better fuel economy. They keep the heat in the engine, so we have heat in the exhaust, reduce the number of regens. There's just a lot of really exciting things. And I'm a firm believer the clean diesel will do twice the amount of work than the other engine. So it's just it's a great platform in my mind. So
thanks, Tom. Kaylee?
Yeah, I agree. Back to the pine versus the oak. Mm-hmm. We dealt with pine softwoods before and soured a lot of people. We've got oak now. It's nice. It's classy. It burns well. There's technology that goes with it. And it's like it's not my father's Oldsmobile anymore. And the new technology needs to be given a chance. We've seen it work. It's been in the market for 5 years on the DD5 and DD8, and Cummins has made advancements as well. Diesel's still the best and the safest way, and the regen system have evolved over time to take out a lot of the issues from the past. It's not as daunting and as scary on the regen as it used to be. We understand it as manufacturers. Customers understand it more, and it's trusted, and it will become more trusted in the future.
Great. Kaylee, Tom, thank you so much for being here today, and we look forward to the next Thomas Talks podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.